Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Iceburn, car wash, karaoke, fishing hole.
It's Week Down!
I had to legit go back and figure out what episode we were doing.
It's just been a little while. Because we recorded a few in advance, so now we know episode 84.
84.
Isn't that a famous stock car number?
I feel like I've seen it flying around.
It feels like someone's driving 84.
Someone has to be, and I think they're
old famous 84.
Oh, Cliff McGaspedal pusher.
Clearly, we're a couple of diehard race fans.
Yes, we are.
Old 84.
Still
long
doing
live
it.
Long live 84.
Long live. I am Joe Paisley.
I'm Dan Cummins.
And we are here to entertain you and have fun and look at dumb shit on the internet.
Yes.
Shall we dive in?
Let's do it.
And speaking of dumb shit, we have a summer camp.
Yes.
That's not how you sell it. But on this show, maybe. Wet Hot Bad Magic Summer Camp. Tickets are on sale. Basically a week from today.
Yeah. So we'll see if this is going to be the coolest camp ever or a huge failure.
Right.
So we find out in a week.
Or the next Friday the 13th, like, movie. I don't know. What's that? Camp Crystal?
Camp Crystal?
Sure.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be terrible?
That would be terrible.
Like an unplanned situation. We walk everybody into a Jason massacre.
Oh, my God.
Just slashing people apart.
American Horror Story? Did they have a season? I think the season about that. I think so. No, it was like The Makers. I can't remember. But there was a recent like slasher series on Netflix that was like that. Like they're tricking people to go in and then they just get killed when they go to the camp.
Man, we have this little
liability. So we're not going
to
do that.
Well, we're going to try not to.
We're going to try to do that.
Strictly, it's all on par, like a liability form.
Yeah.
And right at the bottom, it's like, and if you do get murdered, you can't, your people you love can't come after us. Sign here.
I was picturing how sad it would be if like only one person buys a ticket, but then we still have to like carry out all the events. And it's just like so awkward. And just like,
good job, Jared.
Good job. You won again.
You won the X throwing contest.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, man.
How'd you win that canoe race again?
Talent show. Get on up here.
Get on up here. And before he does anything, you just hand him the award and start clapping. So hopefully not that.
Yeah, so hopefully something different than that.
So they're going on sale March 15th at high noon Pacific time, and you're going to purchase your tickets at badmagicmerch.com. Just look for the banner at the top of the page. The camp is August 19th through the 21st. If you're VIP, which means that you stay on site at the Boy Scout camp murder scene that we have across the lake.
You're right where the killer is.
Which is great. That's the fun of it.
That's exciting.
It is. And then if you just get the general admission, I say just get, it's mostly because we just don't have enough space. If we could fit everybody there to stay, we would.
Yeah, you get to go to virtually almost all the same events, like very close to all the same events. But there's just a limited amount of Boy Scouts spaces.
In this area, who knew? If they make a bigger camp, we'll get that one next year.
And don't quote me on this, but I think there's a chance that everybody who gets the VIP Boy Scout treatment does get a Boy Scout. There's going to be 300 Boy Scouts, and there's going to be – so you get to take one home.
What a weird – I got to go to the bathroom. Well, I got to get my badge. Follow me.
You have a personal – just a Boy Scout – you just get like a weird –
I picture the little kid
camp
from
guide.
Up. Like the little kid from Up. Like that's what everybody gets. Right. That little like following you around, like just barely as high as your knee.
Yeah.
Come here, Dan.
Okay.
Follow me. I can't. That door is way too small. So general admission is there the 20th and 21st. So it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday for VIPs, and then just Saturday, Sunday for general admission. But tons of activities, and it's going to be a blast. We're going all out. There's going to be a live Scared to Death. There'll be a live Is We Dumb, and there'll be a live murder.
Live
That's fun. The final night. We kill somebody.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I'm going to move off the death thing. People are like, what? Because what if it actually happens?
Oh, I know that. That's exactly
now I'm going to jail.
That's what I was thinking towards the end. I'm like, they just play that last section of audio just at the trial. I mean, they knew it. They knew it. They bragged about it.
You guys said you were kidding. Yeah, but come on. You don't want to ruin the surprise. But you weren't kidding. So again, go to badmagicmerch.com. Those tickets are on sale on March 15th. And speaking of the website, we've got some new merch.
I'm excited to see the design. Oh, nice.
Look at that.
The boxing glove.
Yep.
Scene from Ghost.
Right. So I'm hugging you from behind as we make some pottery with the boxing gloves on.
That's funny.
Just nothing but good fun.
That's just like, I have a buddy who just loves weird t-shirts and that would be like half the time, like when we're out in public and somebody comments on his shirt, he doesn't even know, it's like a weird design, right. But it might be like a Wichita minor league baseball team. And then he won't know that until like somebody tells him, that's the kind of shirt that he would wear just for fun.
Right.
It's just a fun looking shirt.
Right. Like, yeah, like, I mean, I love that movie, but what's that scene? I don't know.
Who knows?
I don't know. I got it at a thrift store. So check out the new merch. Head over to badmagicmerch.com or isbedumb.com and get some man love. Some man love on your chest.
Get some man love on your chest.
That's how I pitch the sexy time with the wife.
Get some love on your chest.
Hey, baby. Every couple has like a soft way of saying, hey, you want to fuck?
Right.
And that's mine.
Do you want some man love on your chest?
No, okay. Not tonight. I'm too tired.
All right.
Is that how I worded it? Yeah. It is how you worded it.
Yeah, it didn't help.
You motherfucker. Okay, so you want to hit dancummins.tv because you're doing tour stuff. As we record this,
yeah.
You're just getting back from Oklahoma City.
It was so fun.
I heard good things.
Oklahoma City was a very, I realized I traveled through it once and did some show somewhere near it so long ago, but never actually been in Oklahoma City other than just a quick zipping by on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very cool city. It's a very cool, like very artsy and just a fun downtown. The hotel I stayed at, the Museum Hotel, even if you're local and you're not going to stay there, there is a museum in the bottom and it's super cool. Like art displays. It's right now. It's like some weird psychedelic, like crazy mashups of creatures that look super. Uh-huh. It would be the best place to shroom and just go hang out in some of these displays.
And you're close to bed.
Close to bed. Things go, yeah.
You just wander away and probably find your bedroom.
And the crowds were awesome. Yeah, the crowds were so fun. Good. The club is so fun. Yeah, I had a great time in Oklahoma City.
That would be weird. If the hotel museum, whatever they call themselves.
Yeah.
If their museum was shit. That'd be bold.
I know.
You're like, where's the museum? Like right here, it's like a gift shop.
Right.
There's three paintings in it. You're like, what the fuck, guys?
And I thought it would be a gimmick because there's like, you know, this is like original art in every room. And, you know, like a painting or I don't know. It doesn't have to be a painting, I guess. But I just thought it would be like a few things. Mm-hmm. Like maybe they have five or six things in the lobby and then that's their kind of gimmick. But I'm like, oh no, it's like a legit art space. It's like
it's a whole thing.
And I would think of it more of like an art gallery than a museum. But I guess museums have art. Clearly, I don't go to a lot of museums.
I don't get invited to a lot of museums.
There's not a lot of museums in Coeur d'Alene. There's the North Idaho Museum that I haven't even been to.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, it's great. It's
sarcastic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. That's why I haven't been there.
There's no, I mean, in their own way.
There's not a lot of written history around here.
Every small town museum.
Yeah.
There's something funny in there.
Right.
And it's usually the person that's running it.
Yes.
That's usually the funniest thing about the museum.
There's some characters. but I'll be coming up to Atlanta soon, and then Charlotte after that. Atlanta, there's not many tickets left. I don't think Charlotte there is. So if you live in Atlanta, drive to Charlotte.
Go buy them there.
Go get them there.
Just space it out.
Space it out. Just live it up.
Right.
It's a great town.
Get over there. Come on. And then we're actually, oddly enough, heading to a museum in one of the dumb stories this week.
Okay, good.
Because it's a good one.
Okay, good. Good.
All right, you ready to get the juices going?
I am.
All right, let's fucking juice it.
The very super most important starting question.
I'm going to push eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Nice.
Nice.
Good pick. Okay, so the very super most important starting question this week sent in by Dummy Baker. Would you rather always have one wall removed from every room and replaced with a live studio audience?
That's funny.
Or be forever alone for the rest of your life with zero human contact?
Oh, wow. I like this one.
So would you like to have too much human or no human at all around
you? Too much human or no human at all? Man, okay. Always have one wall removed from every room you're in. Every room.
Mm-hmm.
That means a bathroom, too.
Bathroom, bedroom.
And a studio audience.
Right. Going out to dinner with your family. And there's just like people just talking a whole. I'm picturing maybe 100 people.
Yeah.
Stadium seating. Like, that's kind of what I'm thinking. for a live studio audience.
Yeah. 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 I'm picturing like those late night shows, like the audience. Right. It's like a, that is such a weird environment. I never like did a ton of late night shows. I don't think I ever went and watched somebody tape theirs. And I only did like four or five myself over spread out over quite a few years.
Sure.
But it is such a, it's such a manufactured energy.
Right.
Like it's very odd. It's very like none of the reactions are really that genuine.
Fun in, record, and fun out.
Yep.
And print, like, print, print, yep, print.
Literally signs that say applause. They have like a warm up person be like, let's go. Come on. Come on, everybody.
You can know. Do better than that.
Yep.
Come on, Cleveland.
They're weirdly, yay, weirdly pumped up. I remember the weirdest one. Byron Allen is a guy who makes a lot of money. He is very, very financially successful. So I admire his entrepreneurship,
mm-hmm,
but I don't like his programming. and he does a lot of stand-up stuff. And I've been on two of his shows, you know, when you're like, okay, I got nothing better to do. Sure, I'll do.
Sure, Byron.
Byron Allen's one was called Comedy.TV, and the other one, I don't remember what it was called.
Sure it's doing great.
I'm sure it's doing great. But actually, it will pop up a fair amount. It's like, oh, Comics Unleashed is what they're doing. Sucked.
I've seen that.
They're so fake, like the crowd. And I remember that kind of energy weirds me out. And I was doing a set in Santa Monica where I was recording. And I already thought the crowd was too hot for like watching the comics before, but he's like, not enough. Come on, you guys. Be a little bit more. And he told us they're paid. They're paid to be excited and to be there. But it was like such a ridiculous amount of energy he expected for them that when I went out.
Yeah. After every joke, you're like, what the fuck? Oh,
I wanted, it's the only set I've where it's like, it was so hard for me to be like, guys, stop.
Like that wasn't even the punchline.
Oh yeah, you would just pause. Mm-hmm. You would pause to get ready to go to the punchline, and they thought that was your joke, and because they're not paying attention if it's funny or not.
And check this out.
it was like
slide whistles and noisemakers. Fuck.
Do you ever remember? You remember the old SNL sketch when it was like making fun of the Arsenio Hall show, and they'd have this super pumped up audience, and all of a sudden you see like people's bodies getting thrown, like dummies getting thrown around, like that kind of energy. I don't know if I could take that.
Oh man,
like all the time.
You're trying to do jokes, and in the crowd there's people with guns that are like make laugh, like pointing at people, and you're like, what is going on?
What is happening?
And the whole time. The gun to their head. Like, I can't. All right, Byron. Last time I do this show.
For our scenario, I just had like the darkest thought of like you have the studio audience and it's like you just can't take it. And they're just making you crazier and crazier. And then it's like the saddest fucking moment. Like you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah, I know.
And you're like, you're getting the gun ready. You're just crying. You're writing it out. And there's just this fucking audience that they don't interact with you. So they're not helping you. And I guess they're like, they don't know. Are we supposed to keep applauding? And then like this. The saddest exit. You step up on the chair, fucking rope drops out, and then just a big, aww.
Boo!
Boo!
Throwing popcorn.
We hate this story.
Throwing popcorn at your crying kids.
God.
Just like, but fights, like in your house, probably kind of funny. Because you could have little one-liners, then look to the audience and be like, hey.
Yeah, because is it like a sitcom audience energy?
That's what I want. That's what I want.
Because that's what makes the scene I just said like so extra sad. It's like a sitcom audience. Or they're like you, oh my God. Like in the, just to get to the happier scene, but if we're going with a sitcom audience, like you're setting up the chair to take yourself out. And then you're writing, and then you like stumble on the way to the chair. And they're like snickering in like the studio sitcom audience.
You get the gas, the collective guy. Gas with the little laughs.
Ooh.
So I picture you're in a fight with your wife.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Things are going really bad.
I love the aside.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going really, really bad. And you're just like, yeah, because I never did that, you big dumb bitch. And then you look at the audience and you're like, yeah. And you're like, woo.
Hamming it up for them.
Hamming it up. Do a little spin. That's my tagline.
And it'd be weird if it was only the rooms that you're in. I think your family would leave you. Because it's like, if they didn't have to be around a studio audience, as long as they weren't with you, how long is it going to take? No marriage is going to handle that.
Nope.
They're out at a certain point. If they just like, if you're the link to having a studio audience watch every fucking thing they do, they can have sex with anybody else in private. But if they fuck you, they got an audience to be like, oh, woo!
How hard would that be? I'm thinking about masturbating.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And you're getting booed.
Masturbating would suck.
And you're getting booed.
Like you can't finish. You're already struggling with like impotence.
Like they're like, it's a slow clap. Oh my God. And then it goes on for so long. You're like, booed. Fuck.
Get the rhythm wrong?
Just destroy your psyche.
You're trying to hide, like, the weird porn you're looking at from the audience. Come on, show us!
Come on!
Guys, fuck off! Oh, that's really funny.
They're talking. It's, like, super quiet. Like, you hear, like popcorn bags.
So you're about to finish, like, you're almost there, and someone drinking their soda.
Cell phone goes off.
Oh,
come on. So either that or a sad guy in the woods.
Or alone, completely and totally alone.
And I don't know which one I would pick. Because if I'm alone, what I mean by this is I don't know how, as much as I hate a live studio audience in every room that I'm in, having no contact at all, I mean, I know for sure,
man,
I would go insane.
Yeah.
Nobody. That's different than just, like, one person.
Okay.
Literally nobody.
You get a dog.
You have a little dog and some, you'd be a crazy cat lady.
Yeah, that'd be tough. Yeah. I don't think I can handle it either. To go back to one of our earlier scenarios that, like, I know people liked because it was so fucking dark and weird. The clown that kept showing up.
Yeah,
and we
buddy.
And we ended up fucking that clown.
Sure did.
We have to turn this up. You have to pick a studio audience and you make it more of a nightmare for them than it is for you.
So no, like, one wants to come.
Mm-hmm. So rather than even, like, hide the jerking off, standing up facing them.
Throwing, like, it on them.
As close as you're allowed to get to this audience that randomly shows up. I mean, I guess if they, I don't know how they can interact with you, but I picture they can't really interact with you. They're just watching. So you get as close as you're allowed to in this scenario, and you just jerk off on them.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, you're right there.
Want some butter for your popcorn?
Right. But everything, you know, like, just scream at them. You have an argument with your family, and then you turn around and take it out on them. Right. Just like, I think you just have to just not give a fuck about them.
And
antagonize
them. I would love for them to leave. My issue with that is I bet you're just going to get replaced with, like, the worst audience. So if you're jerking off on somebody in the front,
eventually you get people who like
but
it.
But eventually you're going to get people that want to see people. Mm-hmm. Want you to come on them. Want you to beat them. Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
Just have a toughened, fucking, insane, freaky, sex-crazed audience.
Oh, my God. They're all in, like, BDSM gear. And just, like, they're all bottoms or slaves in that subculture. And just like, they want to be. There's the guy that we showed on the live show where he got his nuts boxed.
Yeah, the, like, ball bust thing.
He's there. He's there.
Of course he would be there.
He's the,
him and all of his friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are front row and they got their balls
and they're
out.
Watching every moment of your life. Oh, my God. They're in leather suits and gimp masks with only their balls exposed.
Right.
And then.
And that's what they clap with. They just do thrusts.
They stand.
And they just, like, swing it back and forth and start clapping with their nuts.
I was picturing the breaking off into pairs and slapping them back and forth.
And I pictured an audio, like, an applause or a laughter light go on.
Yeah.
And then all you hear is laughter, but it's muffled by, like, gag balls.
Oh, my God.
So it's like laughter. That's terrifying. Every door, I don't know. Yeah, I'm guessing it has to be a house or a business or something like that. But, like, a car door? Does a car door turn into a live studio audience?
I guess so.
Somebody's in a sidecar. Like a motorcycle sidecar. Staring, like, it has a bag of popcorn.
Or it'd be like those Hollywood tours, like the bus.
Yeah.
Like, there's just wherever you're driving, there's one of those right next to you with
always
a bunch of, like, bunch of tourists and stuff. Just like a guy with the tour guide with
here
the
comes Dan
intercom.
Again.
There he is. He's still to our right. He's taking a right turn. He's going to the grocery store. We're going to follow him on in there.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Bus doors. Like, you get haunted by the sound of bus doors opening. Like, here they come.
Well, either one, you're going to... Okay, humans can acclimate to a lot of stuff.
How do you want to die? You want to die alone or in front of a lot of other people?
Oh, my God.
Because I think that's what this question's asking.
But that's where it ends. Yeah. I guess around a lot of people. Fuck it. I guess I would just try to get used to a bunch of people.
That's kind of how it plays into the way that we make a career right now.
Yeah.
Is a little bit. We're both the same that we don't like to entertain all the time.
Right.
So that'd be frustrating.
Yes.
There's this version and then there's other versions of me.
Yeah, exactly. And then we're private, quiet version.
Yeah. Oh, but man, being alone forever with no touchies.
Yeah, with no human
talking.
Contact.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone could take that.
First, I would
endlessly.
Starve to death. I would starve to death.
Yeah.
So let's just start there. So I can only hunt and that's the only way I can do anything.
Yeah.
I can't barter. I have to have, what a weird trade system.
Yeah.
Like some mythical creature where you have a neighbor, but you can't interact with them.
Right.
So, or you can't even fucking... Oh, it says human contact. All right, should we dig into that a little bit further?
It says no human contact.
So no touching. Then I'm fucking choosing that.
Oh, because you could like watch them.
Maybe. You could watch them or just be with them. They just can't
you're
touch
just,
you.
You're just like the sad guy in the woods.
I don't think that's what it's saying, but if we pick it apart.
If it's no human contact, I'm guessing you can't like interact.
See, right.
But you could see them. Well, you could see them.
Sure.
Maybe just like from a distance.
So no human interaction.
Right.
Kind of.
So, yeah, you're not having relationships and stuff, but you mm-hmm. could like watch them from afar.
Okay, fine.
I would think.
Excuse me. Let's jerk off in front of some people.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking at it. God, that'd be so, oh man. Hey, babe, want to try something new in the bedroom tonight? Ooh. Whole audience, like, okay.
Oh my God. And I
they're on my side.
And I have to mention this before, this is nothing to do with the scenario, but I have not been able to not focus on Ukraine. And I just wanted to say that, like, yeah, we're aware, our hearts are with the Ukrainian people, and it's fucking terrible. And I was thinking about with like this kind of show, like, which is, you know, fun, escapist comedy. I was thinking about this with stand-up. It's going to get so weird in moments to do this kind of like, I mean, it's good. You have to address it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had that. That's how I was starting off my shows in Oklahoma City, where it's like bad for so many different reasons. And then also, if you want to just like on the micro level, for me, in a very selfish, petty way, going to be really hard to do like observational humor if fucking nuclear bombs are dropping.
Right.
Where it's like
another scorcher outside today, I guess, huh, guys?
Right. I just picture like this crazy fucking Mad Max dystopian, like it's heading there. And then there's like comics in fucking comedy clubs being like, so Skittles are weird.
Right.
Like just the most innocuous.
How can I work this into my set? You got to stay topical, dude. People are going to expect it from you. And like,
oh my God.
Volcano size blast in the background. Oh. There's got to be a funny way to this. There's got to be something.
And the guy, what is it? What's the Ukrainian president's name? Zelensky?
Volodymyr Zelensky.
Zelensky. Yeah. Thank you. What a fucking badass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't think of a comparable story in like recent history. I'm like, who is this guy? And he is like every statement. I'm like, woo. He's like a fucking action movie star. I mean, it's so tragic, but like to handle themselves with that much like toughness,
mm-hmm.
I guess, and that kind of real shit scenario, I'm blown away.
I hope he picks the live studio audience thing. I'd get some tickets to start following him around right now.
Oh my God.
Watching
me too.
What cool shit he does.
I would want to be in that studio audience.
Please stay alive.
Please stay. Oh, I know. Please stay alive.
Never mind. If you're set, if you're.
He's going to be good. Okay. He's going to be good.
All right.
He's Chuck Norris.
Hero to the moon.
He's the Ukrainian Chuck Norris.
All right, great.
And he cannot be stopped.
Great.
Okay.
I'm in that boat for sure. Thanks for addressing that. All right. Do you want to hear something that I did that was dumb?
Oh yes. Because I've seen the what happened to your body.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks bad.
All right. Let's do it right now with the Is We Dumb? We have spent a lot of time, and we've joked around about it here on the show, talking about the dumb shit that has happened regarding Schweitzer Ski Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Here mm-hmm. in North Idaho. We've had the Walt story.
Yeah.
We've had yelling at road rage about people that won't pull off.
Oh, yeah.
We've had you falling off of cat tracks, having to get saved by a helicopter, and telling your family to fucking leave you. We spent a lot of time up there, because in the colder months, we spend a lot of time up there.
Yeah.
So there's more time for us to do dumb shit.
And you referenced how fast you go down the mountain several times.
I have?
Yeah. Well, you know what? You've talked about it enough.
every show, I find a way to tie in how fast I go on a snowboard.
No, I just...
That'd be so funny.
I'm just in awe, because I'm not very good at that stuff.
Oh, sure.
And so I know you talked about it just in the office, but I think you've talked about on the show a few times too.
Probably.
Just about like hauling ass. And I've always thought, I'm like, dude, don't wreck.
Right.
Don't wreck.
Don't you do it.
But I mean, which is that can be a lame way to live of like, you just live by nothing but safety.
Uh-huh.
It's not very exciting.
Right.
But you do push it.
I do.
On the hill.
Uh-huh.
And it's
in a different way. Like when I was younger, I was jump guy.
Okay.
And I was never that good at snowboarding.
Like compared to like an Olympian,
sure,
but very good for the average person.
Right. I mean, just control wise and being able to do like normal things. But even when I was doing flips and shit, like the last, it was like doing like a 540 rodeo. But like there were, all my other friends were doing it too. And I grew up in a ski town.
Exactly.
So I wasn't like some standout. I was just good at snowboarding.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
But
I'm not doing that shit.
But for the casual snowboarder, skier,
sure,
you were very, very good.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have replaced the jump side because I'm old. With just going really, really fast.
Which seems almost more dangerous.
Yeah, if you think, when you think about it. I guess less chance of breaking your neck or breaking bones going fast.
Oh, because you're not going up in the air and spinning.
Yeah, jumping and then coming down forcefully. Like you're just going fast and you can stop and all that kind of stuff. So this past weekend, we dropped the kids off at their ski school.
Yeah.
They go up on their own and then Aaron and I go to do some runs together.
Yeah.
In our first run, we go down the face, or one of the faces of Schweitzer. The run is called Pend Oreille.
Okay.
So it's named after the lake that the ski mountain overlooks.
Is it a black diamond?
Yeah, it's a black diamond.
Okay.
And it's first in the day. It had not snowed recently, so it was pretty icy. But they were groomed.
Yeah.
So in my brain, I was like, cool, I got to get some fast runs in before this shit gets shredded and turns into pure ice.
Okay. Because
that's what's going to happen before we hit midday.
Yeah.
So we're going down, and I'm just kind of doing normal stuff, like not going super fast.
Yeah.
Like maybe going like 45 or 50 or something like that.
Yeah.
Just doing carve turns. And then it gets to a little hump, and then it gets really fucking steep. And I'm like, okay, well, it's either now or the next time I come down any of these runs, I don't know if it's going to be carved up, and I'll have no fun today going fast.
So do you just go straight down when you're doing that then?
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I'm trying to break a speed land record. Land speed record. There we go.
Have you ever gone down in a whole run straight?
Not a diamond.
Yeah, because you fucking die.
Yeah, you can get going really, really fast, like about 70.
So you just start doing slow turns when you're going that fast?
Small turns, like barely going back and forth, maybe 3 feet. So you just spending time on edges.
Yeah.
So you're not just flat, because that's how you're going to fucking die.
Yeah, just get too much speed.
You have to always have an edge established.
Okay.
So you're turning like a little bit, and that's how you
And
then you just bomb it.
Yeah.
So I decided I was going to bomb the last half of this run to see how fast I could go.
Yeah.
Now on my phone, I have an app that tracks your speed. So it tells you how many runs you've taken. It tells you where you are. And like where the ski lifts are, like it's a snowboarding ski app.
And it'll give you like max speed?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it tracks your GPS location.
Right.
And then just knows, we beeped it here. In order to do that, you have to be going this fast.
Wow.
So it gives you a pretty accurate speedometer. So I'm going down and it's going fine. And the dumb part of this is I've done snowboarding and I've snowboarded enough to know at these conditions, you shouldn't be going this fast on them.
Yeah.
In the sense that you don't know where somebody, when it's icy and they turn and like stop anywhere on the run.
Yeah.
For the most part, where they stop is going to be fucking ice. Like they scraped off all of the snow that the groomers have dug up and made it nice into a nice corduroy, as they call it, the lines when they groom them.
Oh, okay.
And that's where you want to be
like
the first up in the day, because then you get to do that before it turns into fucking shit.
Yeah.
So it was mostly that. However, at the bottom of this, somebody before me must have just slammed on the brakes and they just shaved off this huge part. So I'm going and I come over this little bump.
Yeah.
And then I go to establish my heel edge, and my heel edge slips out. And I'll just say right now, because I looked at it after I got hurt, my app told me I went 68. I was going 68
Damn.
Miles an hour when I hit this ice spot.
Oh my God.
And
yeah.
And I hit the
Holy
ice spot.
Shit.
My heels went out, and then I mean I know how to fall.
Yeah.
Like I'm not going to tuck into a ball or dig my snowboard in, because that's how you break your legs off your body. You just ride it out. So it slipped out, and I just put my arm down and laid down on the snow. When I did that, my jacket and my shirt decided to ride up my back and basically go up to my neckline.
Yeah.
So for about 20 yards, going 68 miles an hour, it was just me and my bear skin on ice.
How did you have to just slide like that to a stop?
Mm-hmm. So you dig your elbows in, or you dig your hands in, and just grab the snow to like basically stop you once you're going that fast.
Man.
Luckily I didn't hit a tree, but I wouldn't have been going that fast if I was going to hit a tree.
Yeah.
It's just, you don't do that.
And luckily there was no like pine cone or anything embedded in the ice that would have just like slashed you.
Well.
Because your whole side is like tore up
fucked.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it is fucked.
But not deep, right? But just like a real bad, what do you call it?
I mean, they call it ice burn.
Ice burn?
Mm-hmm. Oof. Which is like road rash.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of,
road rash. Which is, you know, my friends that I've sent it to, some of them are nurses, and then my wife, they're like, yeah, I mean, the only time I've seen it this bad is when a motorcycle accident guy comes in.
That's what
it looks like.
And you posted let people know.
Yeah,
you never mentioned your socials.
Yeah, okay, so you want to look at the picture right now, and we might post it on the Is We Dumb socials on the day that this episode comes out,
but it's on yours.
It is on mine, and it's Reverend Dr. Paisley. R-E-V-D-R and then Paisley.
Yeah,
and the picture is on there. And for the ones that are on YouTube right now, there you go. We'll take a look at my back. Here,
so red, so red.
I know, it fucking sucks.
Ow, ow, ow.
Look at that.
Man.
Sleeping was fun.
Yeah.
Last night, that was great. Because as we've recorded this, it just happened yesterday.
That looks like
my kids thought it was so cool.
Schweitzer Medical something? Like they had to go check you out?
Never been in there before.
Wow.
So after this happened, I was kind of, I mean, whatever. I popped back up because I can't just lay there.
Yeah.
So I went down for a little bit farther and I was like, oh man, I was like, this is going to be really bad. So I had to, you know, I got the snow out of my shirt and put my shirt down, which of course is like an Under Armour tight.
Oh yeah.
So it's rubbing on the rash the whole time.
Yeah.
And so we go down and get back in line with Erin. I'm like, I failed that because I was way ahead of her. I was like, I failed that last run. Is this bad? And I knew it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
I lift up. She goes, oh my God. Like in the line, I'm like, shit. And she goes, well, should we go get it checked out? I'm like, I don't know what they're going to do about it. It's just a rash. Man. So we just kept snowboarding.
So you did snowboard more after that, man.
Mm-hmm. Went on like four or five more runs. And then Damn. It was unbearable Damn. To sit on the chairlift.
As it's kind of like starting to dry nut, and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Ooh, so the shirt was wet and the wet was pushed into my rash.
Yeah.
And then I just couldn't do it anymore. So man. I went in and got it checked out because I had to get gauze on it. It was just killing me.
Ooh.
It was much, much painful. But it's doing better today.
All aloe vera'd up?
Yeah, all the different things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, rub all the stuff on it.
Well, that looks well, I'm glad. I thought you'd be very stiff today. I thought you'd be very like lethargic.
Yeah.
And just like not able to move well. So you seem pretty chipper for a guy.
I mean, it's kind of funny.
Rashed himself up like that.
It is funny though too. Like to me, it's
you bounce back quick.
I've done it so many. I've done so many dumb things in my life. And I've just never had this happen. Like I can't even count how many times I've eaten shit on a snowboard doing dumb shit.
But never had that one.
Never had my shirt and jacket right up my back and just carve me to pieces.
Are you going to get one of those jackets that has like zips into the pants now or something?
Yeah.
So you don't have to.
Yeah, you can. They make like a powder skirt, which I would normally wear when I'm in the powder. And now I wear it when I'm not either.
Always, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just fastened to my pants so snow can't get in.
Right,
That's what a powder skirt does.
Yeah.
But it also will prevent this from happening to me.
Your skin get ripped off.
And then people were commenting on the post saying, you can get these onesies. I'm like, where the fuck were you on Saturday?
Get a onesie.
The game has changed since I last looked into what can attach to my pants.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. So that was it. That was dumb. And I'm happy to be alive.
Yeah.
I didn't hit any trees and I'm not going to die.
Are you still going to go that fast in the future?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah, good for you.
Like the, yeah. Yeah. The thought of falling on it again when I was going on Sunday, that was pretty much like the final thing. It was the chairlift.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the back, uh-huh. The seat rest touching my back.
Yeah.
And it was the other one of what the fuck am I doing?
Yeah.
Like if I fall and I land on this burn again,
yeah.
How terrible is that going to be?
Mm-hmm. How much is that going to hurt?
And then that was when I went in. Huh? That was my first time seeing the emergency room at a ski place.
Well, you've seen it all there now.
All right. I got a tour. A self-taught tour. Okay, great. Well, we have a really funny Dumb Dumb Idiots this week, and we're going to have a lot of fun. You ready?
I'm ready for fun.
Let's fucking do it! This was sent in by a bunch of dummies.
Okay.
And it is kind of political.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, not really.
I was like, okay, all right, we'll go with it.
Like, why would you do that?
Where are we going? Okay.
We're fine. Great. Wow. Cancel us. Let's turn the fucking show off then. So a mayor resigns after saying ice fishing shanties could lead to prostitution.
Oh, that's so funny. Where did this happen? Because this popped up in my news feed, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really look into it.
Okay.
Oh, in Ohio.
Yeah. So a debate about a local ban on ice fishing took a viral turn last week when Ohio Mayor wondered about long-term consequences. Opening Hudson Springs Lake to ice fishing sounds good on the surface.
What?
Hudson Mayor Craig Schubert, which is Mayor Schubert. That's a,
right.
No one's going to take you seriously. Last name Schubert. Get out of here. At a February 8th council meeting, he said, but what if people wanted to fish out of shanties? Then that leads to another problem. Prostitution,
what
he said.
What the fuck?
And now we've got the police chief and the police department involved. What the fuck are you talking about?
Did he have like a stroke or something? That's such a weird place to take that. Or is he like, my thought is like, dude, what are you thinking about all the time?
He's like, if I got a tiny little shack, oh, the things I would do.
I would love it if a prostitution scandal came out about this guy afterwards. or some kind of hardcore porn addiction where it's like, where is your head at that even enters as a possible consequence of ice fishing? Because if you're going to put that with ice fishing, you could just put that with anything.
Yeah, it literally. Okay, so wow. Right. So now we have a bike program for kids.
Right.
I guess they can ride to get crack now.
Right.
What? Right. Mayor Schubert? What'd you say? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
But it was funny because it goes on to say later in the article that he said, well, there are reported incidents of this happening.
Yeah.
And then they interviewed the police department. They're like, nah, it's never happened.
Oh my God.
They're like, I've been here for 36 years and never once have heard of this.
Ridiculous.
So he's pulling shit out of his ass. But that does make me think about, you know, like you were saying,
yeah.
just how do you make these ties? Like, how would right. you look at this one thing and then completely backtrack into saying, well, that's prostitution.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, like you were saying, what's happening in his head?
Yeah, what's going on in there?
You think he drives around and he sees like an outhouse and he's like, oh man.
Oh boy.
Get your dick sucked in there, I bet. yeah,
right.
Mayor Schubert. You sure could.
Sure, I guess so.
Being his chauffeur and listening to his crazy shit from the back seat as you're driving around. He's like, look over there.
Be his assistant?
Yeah. Look over there. Another small shack. You know what they say?
You know what they say?
Get your dick sucked in there.
I mean, sure. I mean, I guess we can have like a water fountain, you know, in our park. But I mean, you put that water fountain in, it's going to be, you know, prostitution around there. There's going to be pimps, you know, around the water fountain. You know how it goes.
You know how it goes.
Sure, we can get into a playground if, you know, if you want a bunch of blowjobs and just, you know, public sex happening there.
Right.
What?
Yeah. Well, underneath every slide, you want a fucking meth lab? Is that what you want? God damn it. What a crazy town.
Just
the rest of the town is basically like apologetic of this guy.
Is he still mayor?
No, he had to go.
Oh, he had that. Over. That's right. He had to go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
They had to get him out of there.
Well, I mean,
the town of 22,000 people.
You're too dumb. Sorry, but you're too dumb to be mayor.
Right. And that's saying a lot.
That is.
Because there's some real dumb mayors out there.
Well, yeah. Something's going on with that guy.
Mm-hmm. What has happened in his childhood that led him to believe
mm-hmm.
that ice fishing huts? I mean,
I just paid like
his, I could. I mean, I would say.
Yeah.
Fishing, there's a lot of downtime to order a prostitute. There is that.
I mean, sure.
That's the one thing he has. So if you have a bunch of free time and you have a tiny little shack, in his brain, it's like, that's a good time to get some fucking in.
Here we go.
Right. I'm already putting one thing in a hole
mm-hmm.
and it smells like fish. Why don't I put another thing in a hole that kind of smells like fish?
Yeah, totally.
Fuck you, Mayor Schubert.
that's a good weird story. What the fuck is he thinking?
Right. How do you tie? Yeah, because I go back to like the kids doing anything, like playing baseball.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, great. Now, so we have a little league program. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Steroids. You're like, whoa, mayor.
Right.
Mayor, we can have some good things without having these crazy backsidings. Like, I don't see it. That's why their town probably is not, that's why it's not high on the list of places to live.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. Okay, but that was all I had for Dumb Dumb Idiots because I know we're going to spend a lot of time on this next part.
Okay. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
This is Apocalypse Pending. Let's roll it. It's the apocalypse. Sent in by dummy Camilla.
Camilla.
Camilla. And I had seen there was some other dummies that had found this story and sent it in, and then some had posted it in the Is We Dummies private Facebook group as well.
This one's trending.
But Camilla is the one that sent it in that I saw first in the emails. So a bored security guard allegedly drew eyes on Russian painting worth $1.3
million. Worth $1.3
million.
Oh my God, drew eyes on it.
And wait till you see the picture. So the alleged actions of a bored security guard inside a Russian art gallery reportedly led to about $1.3 million worth of damages. It is alleged that the guard drew eyes with a ballpoint pen on Anna Leporskaya's so Soviet era painting, Three Figures is the name of the painting. According to the art newspaper in Russia, which broke the story back in January, the painting was from a collection of the state Tretyakov Gallery and provided for the expedition the world as objectivity, the birth of a new art. So anyway, this guy, it's his first day on the fucking job. He walks up to this painting because he's bored. And just draws two little eyeballs on all of the figures. Like, we were joking around a little bit before the show, because this will come back up in One Star Heroes about the labor shortage.
Right.
Right?
Apparently, is there a labor shortage in Russia then, too? Like, that is just like...
I mean, I'm sure there is.
That's so fucking... That makes me think of the last thing. Or again, I think of like mental illness or something. Like something had broken in your brain if you're associating prostitution with ice fishing. And also, if you could hire to be a security guard at a museum where they have like paintings, who the fuck starts drawing on them?
Right.
That's like... Your main job is to keep people from doing what he just did.
Yeah.
Don't touch the art.
Yeah. I mean, so he's fired.
He's fired, and he is going to be in so much trouble. Like, fired and like... I mean, he might be in debt for the rest of his fucking life.
Do you want to see what he did?
Yeah.
Check out this. Look at this fucking...
I mean, he did make it funnier. He did make the art a lot funnier.
And if you're not watching the visual, you can look up this thing. But it's basically very simplistic, three people standing there, and then he just drew little like pinpoint eyeballs on some of them.
Yeah, because they have, it's like the shape of people, kind of. Yeah. Very like, abstract. Abstract, yeah. Mm-hmm. But like no features on their faces, and he just, yeah, drew the little eyeballs on them.
And I like the caption on the photo. It says original, and it says with eyes.
With eyes.
With little quotations around it, like... Yeah, I mean, I could draw a better eye.
Mm-hmm. He just took the pen and made a quick little circle for a little eyeball.
Scribble on there. God. Like, what the fuck were you thinking?
He was not thinking.
And how do you get the job? Which also like makes me worried about security in general.
Mm-hmm.
In some points, like, what the fuck?
Well, there is that thing, like, I think about that some places. I know that there are some great security guards out there.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly, just from being alive for a while and being in a lot of places, the criteria for being a police officer and the criteria for being a security guard are not the same.
They do not go across lines.
And I've read in Time Suck, there have been people like, you know, like serial killers we've come across, like who like worked as security guards. Like they wanted to be in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. That happens a fair amount for whatever reason. Somebody on the one side of crime actually originally wanted to be on the other and they couldn't get that job because they couldn't pass the psych eval or whatever,
sure.
But they can get a security guard job.
Right. And they smoked weed one time and admitted it. And it's like, well,
yeah, it can be
you can try
like
again
that
in
too.
7 years. Like, nah, I'll just go be a security guard. Keep smoking weed.
And then, yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Dude, just the picture in that guy.
Yep, just gonna little eyeball.
What if he's been holding it in? He's it's staring at him all night.
He's like, God,
he's like, don't do it. Don't
little
do
boys,
it.
Don't draw the eyeballs on
don't,
the
don't do it. And like it's an all night shift. He's made it 8 hours and just sweating, pouring sweat. And he's like, God damn it, just do it. No one's gonna notice. No one's gonna, just two little
just,
eyeballs.
Just two eyeballs.
I'm an artist too.
How do you get caught?
People looking at it were like, hey, there shouldn't be eyeballs on this.
And then they went and probably back to security footage.
And then looked at the security footage and he walked up and drew some fucking eyes on it.
I wonder if he wouldn't have got caught for that. Let's say your first night of the job, you put little eyeballs on the surreal faces.
Yep.
And you don't get caught.
Night two,
maybe put a little mustache on somebody. Mm-hmm. Still don't get caught.
Little ear.
How many nights is it before he's just drawn dicks on stuff?
Right. Hoping to get fired. Right. He's like, God damn. The paintings are all going up in value.
It's like the Calvin and Hobbes, like the little Calvin thing that people like, which I always hate actually, but it's like the little Calvin peeing on something.
Yeah.
Peeing on a Chevy if you're driving a Ford or, you know, whatever. I just picture like he just gets to the point where he's drawing like a little stick figure Calvin just peeing on shit in paintings. Just like,
Everyone's like, that's interesting. I didn't notice that before. He's like, God damn.
They love it.
Yeah.
It increases the value of the paintings. He's like, God damn it.
He's like, God, what's it take to get fired around here? He's punching holes in them. They're like, wow.
He's smearing his own feces on them. And like, no matter what he does, they're like, I just love the violence expressed by the artist here. And the rage.
I didn't know they had scratch and sniff paint back then. It just smells like shit and piss.
Oh, what? Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Oh, what a
it's
what
atrocious.
What a great political statement. Uh-huh. You know, them that's funny.
Painting what we're going through right now. But I've never messed up that big on a job. My mistake that I'm going to share here in a second was not worth $1.3 million.
Right. You didn't cause that much damage.
No, I did not. But the dumbest thing I've done on a job that did get me fired.
Yeah.
And there's a couple different layers to this. One, I'll have a little twist at the end.
Yeah.
But the result was still the same. So this was working for a company, which down in Sun Valley, it's a huge investment firm out of New York.
Okay.
This is like that big conference where when it's going on, it's like 60% of the world's money is in this one tiny mountain town.
Right.
Like everybody.
Yeah.
Gates, the Google guys, you know, LeBron. God damn it. Who's the newspaper guy? Warren Buffett.
You mean the Oracle of Omaha, the investment guy? Are you talking about Hearst, the newspaper guy?
And then there, Bob Eisner.
Hathaway.
Disney guy.
Yeah, huge names.
Just huge names are at this.
The wealthiest people in America.
And I had gotten a job there and kind of worked my way up a little bit inside of it because I started as a runner. Which
Rupert Murdoch was the name
I was trying to think of. That's what I was thinking.
I went to like a fucking 19th century. the newspaper guy. William Hearst.
Right.
Who like had a newspaper empire around the Civil War. Barnum. P.T. Barnum.
P.T. Barnum.
Just
that's it.
Naming like old timey.
And then I just agree.
Rockefeller.
Rockefeller. Yeah, that's it.
That's the guy.
Him and P.T. Barnum. They shared
Thomas Edison.
Right. So all of his money's there. I was a runner, which is basically you're a bitch. And then whatever they need you to do, you run around the campus and deliver stuff to all these the rich people and then the people that are working for the conference, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So at this point, I think I'm probably 4 or 5 years into doing this every summer. Mm-hmm. And the money's good, especially if you're a teenager or early 20s. So one night, we're stuck there pretty late. And I didn't want to drive all the way back because we have to be there in the north end of the valley at like 5 a.m.
Okay.
So I'm living on the other south end of the valley. I got to wake up at like 3:45 in the morning to get up there on time to start this job.
Damn. Okay. Yeah.
So the day that I'm working there, it's going a little bit late. So we decided to just stay up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they just gave us one of the condos that was in Sun Valley, in the place where the conference is.
Yeah.
And I decided that it was going to help if I just got fucking hammered drunk. Right?
Yeah.
This is going to help me go to sleep.
Great logic.
Great logic. It was going to be a lot of fun. So I'm drunk. I'm not going to name the two people that were with me.
Mm-hmm.
They were drinking. They weren't as drunk as me.
Yeah.
They were just like doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Like having some drinks. Not just like pounding a fifth of Black Velvet. I don't know why. I was super dehydrated. Had no fucking food. So I am smashed. Right?
Yeah.
So we go to this apartment. We get there and we find out there's just a bed. There's a bed and we have a couch and then there's no cot.
Okay.
So we call the place, the front desk of this resort and say, hey, can we get a cot out to blah, 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 32A or wherever we were staying? And they're like, yeah, sure, of course. And I'm really drunk and I'm getting sick of fucking waiting.
Okay.
Right? The guy doesn't come. We call again and they're like, yeah, yeah, no, he's supposed to, the cot's supposed to be there. He left like 20 minutes ago. And so we sit a little bit longer and we have to go to sleep because we had to wake up so goddamn early. Right?
Right, right.
So I'm like, fuck this. I'm going to get a cot. So I'm hammered drunk and I walk out of there and I take off and I just go into this back area looking for a cot.
Okay.
I walk in there. I'm going through. I end up running into like some of my bosses. Like I am blackout drunk.
Yeah.
And like I sit down. I'm watching some dude do a meeting, like a presentation, like a test one.
Oh my
about
God.
Some product. And I'm like, I'm not sure if that was a good, and I'm like telling these dudes how to fucking run their show. And my bosses are like, what the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
And I mean, it was good feedback, but I shouldn't have fucking been there.
Right.
And then it was done. He goes, hey Joe, you got to go. And I was like, you got it. So I walk out there and I go out through this back door and now I'm hanging out with all the employees.
Oh my God.
That work for this, this giant lodge. I don't know any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing back there. I remember just like bullshitting with them and smoking cigarettes and shit. And then all of a sudden, I get grabbed by the back of my shirt, and they have their own private security there.
Uh-huh.
And they said, Joe? I was like, yeah. And he goes, come with us. And they walked me back to their security thing.
Oh my God.
And I'm fucking hammered. I'm scared. Like, I'm like, God damn it. I'm looking through my phone, and all I have in my phone is like texts about a cot. And like trying to like find all this shit. And I couldn't find my way back to the, so I'm deleting all the evidence.
Oh my God.
Right now I'm like, fuck, I should not be drunk at work.
Yep.
I'm going to get in trouble and everything.
Yep.
So they go back and apparently they watch some security footage of me going to the back of a bar and smashing the windows out and taking alcohol.
Oh my God.
Right? Like just like grabbing fifths of vodka and then getting the fuck out of there. Right? And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm so drunk, I can't defend myself.
Right.
I have no idea. Like, I'm just so out of it, and I pack up all my shit, and then they just drive me back home. And they drop me off at my dad's house. I wake up, and I'm like, when I woke up, I'm like, I'm not at work. Like, I was that kind of drunk.
Holy shit, yeah.
So I go there, and I apologize, and I'm fired.
Yeah.
And like, I love working for them.
Yeah.
I just don't remember fucking doing that, and I was just so sympathetic. And they're like, sorry, we got to let you go. And then here's the twist I was going to tell you before.
Right, right.
So 7 years after this happened.
Yeah.
One of the ladies that was like one of the higher ups for this company wrote me on Facebook, right? And she goes, I just have to tell you.
Off my chest.
I just got to tell you.
Oh my God.
It wasn't you in the video. So it was someone else who looked like me, but had already progressed so far. And I was fucking hammered in the right place.
Yep.
So like the bar that that this guy stole it from, I was like on the other side. So it looked like blonde hair guy from the upper angle wearing the same shirt because we all worked for the same company. Grabbed it, and then they come and find me, and I'm fucking blasted drunk. It just all paired up, but it wasn't even me. So that makes sense why I didn't remember doing it.
Good thing that guy didn't do something worse.
Right.
Like, they just have security camera footage of that guy, like, fucking...
Murder?
Yeah, killing somebody.
Well, maybe they would have looked a little bit harder, like, if that was the case.
They just immediately, they're like, nope, we got him. We got our guy. Close enough.
Number one suspect. Case closed.
Case closed. Throw him in prison.
Jail bars. What the fuck? So that's how I got fired from a pretty awesome job back in the day.
I have no giddy story even close to that. I don't know that I've actually – there was plenty of times that I should have been fired. I was very sneaky. I would do like terrible things at work, like steal from my employer like sure. when I was in high school, like but not get caught. There was one that I did – telemarketing. I couldn't find any other job. It was like right after, like, I think my junior year, I needed a job for the summer, couldn't find anything. I should have been fired from two places back to back. I lasted at one place one day, and I was like, oh my God, I hate this place so much.
All right, listen, boss, I got to put in my 2 weeks.
I got to put in my 2 weeks. You just got here 2 hours ago. I know.
Bye.
You can't put in 2 weeks. I know. I just won't be here tomorrow.
I just know what to say. I thought the professional thing was me 2 weeks.
So I showed up one place for one day, and then I got a different telemarketing job that, I don't know, was slightly better pay.
Sure.
And I go to that, and I lasted, I think, 2 days. But that one was – that was the worst I've ever performed at a job where
– Picturing you as a telemarketer is really funny to me.
It was – you know what? It was – it's funny because I can be – irreverent and say crazy things, you know, here. And when I was a teenager, I would harass people, whatever. But sure. once I got to that phase of just like with strangers, it didn't feel okay. And I just hated bothering people in their homes.
Sorry, like, excuse me. Sorry.
I used to crank call and yeah. be a dick. But now that I'm at a job, I don't know. There was just something I didn't like somebody wanting me on their behalf to like try and sell tickets,
yeah.
concert tickets to somebody in the middle of dinner.
I got a hard time selling shit that I am doing.
Right.
Yet alone shit that a stranger, yeah. like things I don't believe in.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like that too. And so, but they listen to you, at least at that time, which they probably still do a lot of these places. So when you first get there and you're making these calls, there's a supervisor on the line so they can like, you can learn from your mistakes.
This call may be recorded for quality
mm-hmm.
assurance.
Mm-hmm. So there was like a guy in an office, I don't know, 30 feet from where I was making my calls at some little cubicle, just, you know, listening in on all my conversations. Nice. And none of them went well. Because like they would, like the second they would push back and they're like, yeah, I'm in the middle of dinner, I would immediately be like, I'm so sorry. Don't even worry about
enjoy
it.
Enjoy your meal.
Yep, enjoy your meal. I'm just hanging out. And then he would like comments, and then I have to like go back into his office.
Yes, sir.
And he'd go over the fucking bullet points. Now when they say this, you gotta say this. And when you say it, and in my head, I'm like, I just fucking don't want to be here. I'm only here because I can't find a different job.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was just a cycle of 2 days of it was hard to find somebody to pick up. So it was like, you know, can't find somebody. Every once in a while you get somebody in the line. I never sold a single thing. And then every time I did get somebody on the line, I would just fucking bitch out and be like, I'm sorry, and then just and get pulled in his
comments?
Office. Comments back. So like
I picture him playing back your tapes. what did I do wrong this time?
The same thing you did wrong the 17 times before.
Let's take a listen to his next call. You push it and they pick up. You're like, are you at dinner? Sorry, I don't want to bother you. Like, don't lead with that. Quit fucking leading with that, Dan. Okay, I'm so sorry. I'll try harder.
So I just didn't show up to that one after 2 days.
Too. Putting so, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got a job as like a busser at a restaurant. And it's like, I was so thankful to have any other job.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go and clean up everybody's tables? Yeah, just clean up the floors, whatever you need me to do. Absolutely. Wash dishes? Happy to.
Call anybody? Yeah. No.
No.
I will not be calling anybody today, sir. I wonder if there's anyone out there, if you're a dummy and you are in telemarketing.
Yeah.
Either do you like it? Or why are you doing it?
Right. Is there anybody who likes it?
Is anyone who likes, are you just
probably
really, really good at it and you love the mind game of getting a complete stranger to buy your chamois?
Yeah, maybe the challenge.
Your OxyClean or whatever.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah, sales stuff. Send that in to dumb.
There's got
to
be somebody who's great at it.
dumb@iswedumb.com. I want to hear those stories because I've fucking never heard a good one.
That's I know I haven't either, but there's got to be somebody who just fucking kills it, and they love the challenge.
Yeah, just raking it in.
And they love harassing people.
Right.
They love to bother people at home.
They love just like just fucking with them
mm-hmm.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially in today's like robocall world where no one picks up anything.
Right. Yeah, if I don't know the number, I never pick up.
Leave me a voicemail.
Yep.
That's it.
And I do love the new feature where on the iPhone, at least, it writes out. You don't have to listen to the voice message.
Mm-hmm. Like, so Johnny transcribes it.
Mm-hmm, so when it starts to transcribe the beginning, if it's like, your warranty is, I'm just like, delete.
Right. Hello, Mr. Paisley.
Mm-hmm.
If it says that, I'm like, delete. Goodbye.
No one I know says that.
No one calls me. Hello, Mr. Paisley.
Right.
Okay. Well, before we move on to One Star Heroes, a quick pause for a sponsor break.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
And we did it. We fucking paused.
Did it. Pause.
Now we're back.
Back.
Thanks for listening to us and supporting the shows. One Star Heroes!
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them on the internet. Yeah.
I just bent over to cough.
Oh, hurt your side.
I felt all of my scabs rip.
Man.
That was fun.
Yeah, that's going to be a weird heel where I'm sure it's like, it's going to like... It's like get when you worse hurt
your,
for a while, and
your
then...
finger or your toe, and like if it's in a little crease spot, it's always gonna, your torso is a little bendy, so bendy
much,
place.
So much lotion.
Okay.
Yee.
Will you lotion me up?
Sure.
Okay.
So this place is Yuzo. Oh, you know what would help?
What
if
would
I
help?
Actually plugged in the. Oh no,
I think you're in.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You're on.
Phew. Scared myself.
I was like, I can see it.
I'm like, no. I start taking things apart.
Stop.
You're like, well, now it's not working.
You start shaking the laptop. Hold on, guys. 1 second. You smack it against the wall.
It was working the first time.
Little keys are flying off. Like, 1 second.
This is in Oklahoma City. This is a place I went to lunch on this past Friday. I forgot to pack shorts.
No.
So I wanted to do a quick little workout. I run. There was a. I scooted, actually. There was little those little Lime scooters. I scooted down to the shorts place. This place was next door. Looks like it was good reviews.
Okay.
So I'm like, cool. Yuzo Sushi Tapas. Fine. And you know, 227 reviews on Yelp, 4 out of 5 stars. Some people, you know, definitely like it. Miso soup was amazing. Did I say amazing?
You
sushi
did, yeah.
was so good.
Did I say good?
Did I say good?
I'm happy that we stopped there. Did I say that?
Right. Yes, that's this whole thing. It's like a tick.
Right. That's funny.
Yeah, that was
that's a funny.
Did I say? Story. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You did.
Did I say that? Did I say?
Did I say that I'll be coming back again? Because I will be.
Did I say that I'd be coming back again? Did I say that I? Did I say that I'd say that I'm coming back again?
Right.
It just gets like all looped up. David B says, stopped here on the way to Tulsa. Sushi in Oklahoma. Oh yes. So there's good food there.
All right.
And the food I had was good, but the service. I picked this place because I feel bad for restaurants right now going through a labor shortage, where sometimes you know. Not that you're always getting the cream of the crop that you want anyway. You know, you're at the mercy of the local labor pool. But now it is especially thin in a lot of places. And I feel bad that, like, this place, it looks cool. Like, whoever conceptualized it did a great job. The decor is very cool. The menu is very cool. Even down to, like, the silverware. Everything was, like, a lot of thought went into every piece of it.
Okay.
But then they had to hire a fucking horde of dipshits because nobody else wants to be there right now.
And before I forget, I just have to say this.
Yeah.
And because I think you'll laugh and agree.
Okay.
I think I know where everyone is employed, and it's that Metro Car Wash. That's
oh, my God. That place is so fucking busy. It's insane.
why are so many people working there? Have you noticed
there's a huge team there?
There's a fleet of 15 to 20 kids.
Right.
And all of the it auto scans your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And all they do is stand there and wave at you. And then that's it. Like that's all I've seen them do. But bless their heart.
Yeah.
They're employing some people.
That's funny.
And they are great. The people that work there are very friendly. But yeah, they're that's where all the employees are going.
That
so if you
place.
Need them, go take
take some of the Metro Car Express.
Metro Car Express.
Or and also do us a favor and open up a new Metro Express. Because that place is
across town.
Because it's making so much money, but it's always a stupid busy.
When you go through there, do you think of it? Like, could I start a car wash spot?
Oh,
every single time.
Packed. Every time I'm like, I just think about how much money they're making.
It's so much.
Nonstop, 3 lanes. It's insane.
It is. It's well oiled machine.
But this place, the service I had, I've never had, and he wasn't a jerk. The kid that was my waiter, the combination of the hostess and the waiter, they weren't jerks. They were just the most incompetent hostess waiter combo that I've literally ever had in my life in any restaurant. Like the hostess,
like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, like the I walk in and the hostess is just staring at me blankly. Like I'm like waiting for her to talk.
Oh yeah, don't get me started.
Yep, that long awkward. So it's like a weird stare where it's like,
am I fucking bothering you?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. It was that. And so finally, I'm like, yeah. So I'm just gonna grab some lunch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, man, do it, bro.
It was like she was super stoned or something. Like long pauses, and then it was like to go. No, I was gonna eat here. Okay. And then I was like, can I sit at the bar? And she's like, oh yeah. You know, just like, but like, I'm just figuring my own things out. She just happens to be there.
He's like, okay, goddamn it, get out of the way. Get out of my way. Bunch of menus and grab your own forks and napkins.
So got it,
the crayons. You're like, got it.
So then I sit there, and then she does bring me a menu, and then she goes away. And then my waiter comes, and then he's like, hey, you know, you ready to order? And I ordered something. It was like one appetizer, some kind of stuffed rolls. I can't remember what they're called. They're steamed dumplings.
Okay.
Little steamed dumplings. And then like one sushi roll thing. Okay, fine. So he brings me out the steamed dumplings, but no napkin, no like utensils. Mm-hmm. And so I'm waiting for him to come back. And there's four tables. There is more in the whole thing. There's more employees than there are customers. And I can see them, and they're very young. This kid's probably 17, 18, 19, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
The hostess is about the same age, and they're almost all of them are around like 18, 19 looking. And then I can see them, though, in the kitchen just like talking and just like hanging out. And it's like they're not doing anything. So luckily the bartender was, maybe like 35-ish. And I see her, and so she gets me some napkins. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And some, you know, silverware, whatever, to eat the dumplings. So then they bring my sushi out. Bring the sushi. Doesn't bring wasabi or the ginger.
Okay.
Which is always a standard every time I've ever had sushi. They bring soy sauce, the wasabi, and the ginger. Doesn't bring any of that. Mm-hmm. Doesn't bring chopsticks.
So I'm assuming like, no dish for the soy sauce either.
No, nothing. No, of course. No dish, nothing. Just
that's all you got.
Just the tray with the sushi on it and no way to actually fucking eat it. Other than, I guess, just use my fork.
Sure.
And then,
he walks the sushi out, puts it on the table next to you. Like, that's even better. And then you're like, what the fuck? And comes back with really long chopsticks.
So he goes away. When he comes back again, I'm like, hey, can I get some, chops? He's like, oh yeah, sorry. He leaves. I don't fucking see him again for like 10 minutes.
This is so good.
So I track the bartender again. I'm like, hey, can I get the stuff that was missing?
She's can
like,
I get a tracking chip on this motherfucker?
Can I get a fucking tracking chip on this goddamn guy? So she does bring me that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I go to, and I don't think he ever brought my water too. So like nothing is coming like it's supposed to. I need water. Never got the fucking water. And then, so now at the end, I just want my bill.
Yeah.
And he's, I have my credit card out. He's walking past me. I'm like, hey man, can I get my bill? And he had water. So I'm like, I'll just get you when you come back. He's like, I'll be right back. All he has to do is walk. He's dropping off two waters at a table 20 feet from me. Just turn the fuck around.
Right.
And I will hand you the card. Nope, he goes the other direction around the bar. And then I see him talking to his friend back there. And I'm like,
this is so funny.
And he's super nice. He's super nice every time he comes up, but dumb as a fucking rock. So then finally, like the bartender sees me again and just kind of like shakes her head. And so she comes over and I'm like,
she goes, you want me to kill him?
Yeah. I know.
Yes.
And I'm like, I just gotta pay if that's okay to get out of here. And she's like, yeah, she takes it. And then when she brings me the bill back, I'm like, so the kid who is my waiter, first day in the job or so stoned. And then she tells me, she's like, I don't know what's going on. She's like, I'm the only one who's been here for a while. She's like, during the pandemic, she's like, we lost our whole staff. Mm. And she's like, I don't know who these kids are. But I'm like, that must suck so fucking bad to like, you put all this time into building this restaurant.
Yeah.
And then just a never ending stream of fucking dipshits to choose from.
Coming on in.
But I'm like, how the fuck do you not understand like the basics of waiting?
Mm-hmm.
Bring fucking silverware.
Right.
Bring chopsticks for sushi. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it's so funny. Picturing this kid.
Yeah.
So he just shows up. So each thing what if he just did it, but he just did it really wrong? You had to wait for him. You lost him. You track him down. He's like, yeah, 1 second. Mm-hmm. Be right back. And he's bringing you your water, but then he goes outside and he puts it on the sidewalk. You're like, what the fuck? And then he comes back as you're like a really long straw. So now he's just putting shit just barely out of reach of you. Mm-hmm. You got long straw and long chopsticks that are like, you know, it's 14
very confusing
feet long.
Meal. Yeah.
And he's like, ready for the check? He goes, yeah. And he takes the check and he puts a paper airplane and then fucking throws it out the front door. But he's really nice about it. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck are you doing, buddy?
In his mind, he's like, you're blazing a new trail.
He's
for like
a,
this new different kind of like waiting experience. Right. And he reminded
so
me
so dumb.
He reminded me of not Brad, but what was the R like? Hey, no, that's fine.
Oh,
man.
Todd,
laid back Todd.
Oh yeah, no problem, bro. Yeah.
Yep. When he would, like one time, I heard him mumbling behind me. He's like, "Oh man, I'm just sorry about that." And then like I turned and I was like, "Hey, yeah, I just need these things." Oh yeah, totally. And then he like left and you know didn't come back. But he would just like mumble, like he was just a fucking weirdo. And I'm like, "How are you getting this?"
You're trying
guy?
To eat sushi and behind you the whole time. He's like, "I'm so sorry, bro." Like super soft.
I know what you're about.
Like what the fuck?
I know what you're about.
You turn around like, "Oh, sorry." I was like,
"Oh, you hear me? I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry about that, bro. Anything you know? I love you." Gosh, thanks, Todd. Bless your heart.
So here's other people's one star. I hope they can get their shit together because it's nice. Other okay. than this, E&D, yeah, one star. And this is pre-pandemic, so this has been a problem. Service was slow. Also ordered a tempura shrimp roll for $8. Asked for it to be topped with roe, the salmon roe.
Yeah,
little eggs. Mm-hmm. Waiter brought our check. They charged $14 for the roe, so my $8 roe ended up being $22. And that is weird to have it be that much more expensive than the actual roll. I've never heard of that.
It's like that you order some rolls, like mm-hmm. you want some butter, yeah. and then it's like now it's $85.
Yeah,
like, fuck. Like the rolls themselves are $3.
Right,
with butter, $15.
There was some, I don't think I included in here, there was one of the reviews, because I don't think it was one, I think it was like a two star or whatever, but they said they got charged separately for the wasabi, which I've never heard of, ever, at a sushi place.
That's terrible.
That's like getting charged separate for the fucking ketchup packets at a fast food place.
I'd be poor. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
This morning I got a bagel from a place. I get like I put ketchup on my breakfast sandwiches because I'm a lunatic, and they didn't put ketchup in the little to go bag.
Yeah,
and guess what came in clutch? Extra ketchup packets I keep in my car.
Nice.
Went back out there, opened the little centerpiece, mm-hmm. and I was like,
"I knew I'd need you."
Fuck yeah! Been in there for probably 14 years.
That is awesome.
We had a great sandwich.
Never go bad. Rebecca G, one star. Well, I think I'm done coming here. Ordered a poke bowl to go without avocado since I sadly have an allergy to avocado. And to my dismay, my meal had avocado. Not to mention, I waited over 30 minutes for a meal I essentially can't eat. So again, just waiting too long.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is over on Google. I had high expectations for this place since I passed it on my drive home numerous times. Unfortunately, it wasn't quite what I expected. The flavor of the roll with the smoked salmon and capers was terrible. The fry roll was decent. Dumplings were gross. Terrible texture and flavor. The chicken fried rice was best out of everything. As you can see, they give you a nice size portion. Unfortunately, whoever I spoke to at the front had a poor attitude, asked me to recite my whole order for him while he held onto my food, even though I could see my name on the receipt. That was strange to me. Never been asked to do that. Giving him my name, phone number should have been more than enough. Please don't do this to your, black customers. It makes us feel away, and I won't be returning because of that. But that is a weird thing. I've never heard of that either, where, like, you pay for it, and you go to pick it up.
What'd you get?
And you have to recite it all?
And he's looking at it like a spelling bee?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I bet you are.
Bet you are, Todd. What'd you get? That's fucking weird. So there's some weird stuff going on here. Nishanta Diaz, we're a Cena. One star. Visited for the first time based on customer reviews. What a star class, disappointing experience. Food may be good, I don't know. Sat at the bar for some time, no service, absolutely nothing. Restaurant was not busy at all, will not visit.
I'm so sorry, bro.
That was a month ago. So this is the same crew, I'm sure, that fucking service me.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, I'll be right back. I'm tired, man. It was a long night last night. And then last one, Sarah D. Arrived and told no reservation, even though I had confirmation on my phone. We waited while they bussed tables and sat down. Waited 15 minutes to first see waiter. Only after I flagged him down. It's got to be the same guy. Waited an hour for food. Did you know wasabi and ginger do not come with the rainbow roll?
Uh-huh. Well,
they brought us our bill instead of the spider roll we ordered as we were as they were too busy. Three tables in use in restaurant.
Oh,
this place is a fucking shit show.
It is.
And it's sad. Because it's set up really nice.
Yeah.
So whoever owns Yuzo Sushi Tapas, unless it's a front for drug money, laundering or something, please fire everyone except for the bartender and start over.
Just go back to the drawing board.
You have to work there for a while. You and your family have to work there until you can rebuild it.
Yep. Because where it's at now, apparently not that great.
No.
Oh, man. That waiter, that poor guy, just doesn't even know. Doesn't even know how dumb he's being.
I know.
That's the funniest part.
Lindsay used to train like waiter. Like she was like a bar manager like at a bar restaurant. And then, you know, her thing was, well, he just wasn't trained.
Yeah.
Like no one's taken the time to show him anything.
Now.
Okay, go.
Okay, go.
We shove them through the kitchen door.
Go talk to them.
I've never worked in the service industry. Well, figure it out.
Just walk up to your first table. So, what are you guys doing here?
Right. How'd you get in?
How'd you guys get in here?
We use the door. Oh, cool.
Oh, that's cool, man.
Cool. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Is that how people usually come in here? The door? Oh, cool. I'm just kind of getting my bearings.
Yeah. Hey, I'll be right back.
Be right back. I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll see you guys a bit.
30 minutes later. Okay, we're gonna move on to some happy news now. For a segment we call Sliver of Hope.
Inspirational.
Let's do it.
Sliver of Hope.
Magnificent.
Magnificent.
Sent in by Dummy Jordan. And we're not going to watch the videos, but I'm going to tell you what this YouTube page is all about.
Okay.
Because it's really cool. So the page is called Adventures with Purpose. Now, this group of people, they get money off of, you know, advertising for the YouTube videos. So as you watch them, they use them to fund their own adventures, and their adventures are solving cold cases.
Whoa.
So your support has helped solve 17 cold cases.
Holy shit.
Providing answers to families, and because of you, we've been able to remove 100 plus vehicles from our valuable water resources since 2019, leaving the world a better place for generations to come.
That's a random side thing. So they solve cold cases and remove vehicles from like lakes and stuff, I guess?
So the what they specialize in, and every video I've seen, unless I missed it, they use sonar and they search water. So they can see if there's a car that is in the bottom of the lake, then they will dive down there, inflate the airbags, and lift them up.
Oh, and sometimes there's a body probably, and that's how they solve the cold cases.
Or it's the car. But the most recent one they've posted, or the one most recent that I watched, is exactly that. The guy that was missing for 7 years.
Yeah.
And they searched the lake. He left a party and then no one had ever seen him again.
But they found him.
Found him in the bottom of the lake and he was in the car. Oh my goodness. They'll dive down there and look at the license plate.
Wow.
And if it matches the, they're like, well.
Was that guy okay? And they found him?
Mm-hmm. He's just been chilling. He had a huge oxygen tank.
Oxygen tank.
It was the size of 14 football fields.
I just love the guy that's that dumb. Like, oh my God, was he okay?
Right.
He was down there for 7 years.
Wow, thoughts and prayers.
God, I hope he's okay. Thoughts and prayers.
Right. I got bad news.
No, he was dead for quite a while. Oh no.
Why? What happened?
What happened to him? He was in the bottom of the lake for 7 years.
Bored. Died of boredom. Wow, that's fucking crazy.
Oh no way.
Why did you turn the radio on? Jesus Christ, man. So if you do go to YouTube and search for Adventures with Purpose, it'll pull it up. They have a bunch of videos, and it is really, really cool.
That's awesome.
And you can buy merch. They have all that kind of stuff. You know, follow them on Facebook. But yeah, the links are all there. And I thanks to Jordan for pointing that out.
Thank you,
Jordan.
What
a cool concept.
That is very cool.
Go back and just things that, giving some families some closure. The resources just can't be put towards that search anymore.
Mm-hmm,
they're like, all right, we'll do it.
That's very cool.
And 17 of them over the years. That's great. Okay, we have something really fun for 2U from Internet this week.
Okay, cool.
Okay, let's do it.
The Internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek, together, as a couple. 2U from Internet.
All right. This is a channel on YouTube. Again, back to a channel here. Bev and Bob Style Music. They have tons of videos, and they're showing off their karaoke abilities.
Okay.
The comments are turned off on all the videos. I think you're going to see why. They're trying their best. Logan, you know, producer Logan here, he brought this up, and I hadn't seen it in a long time. And I was like, oh, my God, I used to fucking always watch this because it's so cringeworthy bad.
Is it an ongoing channel? Is it still going?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think they stopped uploading a while back. But here's them covering Chop Suey. We're not going to make it all the way through.
The System of a Down?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's okay. So here we go.
Great Adventures of Bev
and Bob.
Paul Wager.
There you
go. So they got the cool green screen in the background.
Okay, good. Okay. It actually is them. Oh, boy. Yep. I have seen these people on karaoke night. Yes. These are the small town karaoke.
Okay, we're gonna fast forward till it starts singing, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh God, here we go. Here we go. I love this song.
Yeah, whoever did the tracking on this cut did not play the guitar right. Which makes me mad.
It's close.
Mm-hmm. Ready?
Wiggle it! Grab right for the little legger. I start right away with shake up. Rock your keys on the table. Here you go, create another fable.
You want it?
Grab right for the little legger.
Why please keep holding it?
My God. Wow.
And just so fucking.
Have they ever heard the actual song? No. Nope.
Wake up!
Oh my God. A little makeup.
That's on the table. You watch.
So good.
That does remind me of.
And they have tons. I'll look up while you're talking. I'll look up how many videos you have to choose from.
Lindsay and Doug Rupiper here, the guy in the owns this building we're in, a friend of ours. We went a while back. It might have even been a year ago now.
They are still going.
Oh, they're still going?
Yeah, keep going.
To Spirit Lake, which is, you know, 30, 40 minutes from Coeur d'Alene, little tiny town past the outskirts. And there's like one of the oldest bars in Idaho, and they had like a karaoke night. And that couple, it's like we were just watching some true kind of like wood folk.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, they don't even live in Spirit Lake. Like Spirit Lake would be too busy for them. And they're like the outskirts.
No, thank you.
But they come in for karaoke night. And there's so many, like I've been to quite a few like really small town karaoke's. And there's like, it seems like there's always this one guy, and you can tell the bar staff knows him. And it's the guy who wears like the gas station sunglasses inside and often like a trench coat situation, maybe with a cowboy hat and just and very, very serious about their songs and also really not good. Like, you know that they put a lot of time and energy into coming every week and somehow just can't figure out how to sing.
The best is when they're like just good enough. That's my money zone for karaoke.
Yeah, there is
when they
are always
almost
that
there.
Too.
Like they're they almost get it. Like they fuck up just enough that I find it really entertaining.
I like it when you have the two random like the local celebrities for that bar, like karaoke people, and then they'll join forces for a duet.
Of course they will.
And everybody's like really excited. Oh my, Tracy and Doug, everybody, they're together. Like they get like really excited. Neither one of them are any good, but they're both like really passionate about it.
What's that
karaoke's
one?
Karaoke's so entertaining.
The one I love to hear was Sheryl Crow and Kid Rock.
I took your picture today.
Yes,
that's a fucking classic that I'll hear the duets with.
I learned at the last karaoke I was at that because I always get pressured into doing it. I don't actually want to. I like to just watch. And then because what I don't like about it is that when I'm trying to do it, I'm self-aware enough to know that I don't have the voice to sing this song. But then people, like the serious people, are like rooting for me. It's like a very supportive group, which is sweet. And I want to just stop. Like, no, I don't care. You don't have to cheer for me. Just let me suck.
Actually, you're making it worse.
You're making it worse. You're making it weird. I know I'm bad.
Because now you're giving me tips and tricks and I'm still terrible.
I don't want to be good. I don't even want to. I'm just doing this because Doug fucking pressured me.
Look, I'm singing Hot and Cold by Katy Perry because fucking Doug made me. I don't want to fucking be here.
Billy Joel, though, old time rock and roll, after seeing this this last time, I'm like, that's the one I got to pick.
That's the one.
Because there's no range.
Yep.
And you don't have to really sing. You just have to talk.
Billy Idol is good too. Like what? Rebel Yell. Shotgun or White Wedding.
White Wedding. Okay, that's true. Yeah.
Y'all are forgetting Journey, guys.
Well, I can't pull off Journey.
The fuck is doing Journey?
I'll do it if you guys go out with me.
Well, that's the.
Well, you got more pipes.
The pros out there singing fucking Journey. Right. I don't see it. I don't hear it. Because how are you going to do fucking Steve Perry?
I can't do Steve Perry.
No. No way. No one can do Steve Perry.
Logan can do Steve Perry.
And that one, the guy that replaced Steve Perry, can do Steve Perry.
And I can mumble through Billy Joel. What's the matter with the toes? I'm tired of in your crowns and the black and white. What's the matter and you can't do downtown and you quit fitting for a fight? I don't even know the fucking words are. Just kind of just do that staccato rhythm.
One of my buddies, no matter what the vibe is, will go there and do a Bloodhound Gang.
Like Roof is on Fire?
No, fucking like Animal or like... You and Me, Baby, and Nothing But Mammals.
Oh, Nothing But Mammals.
Whatever the name of that song
is. Do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Go, bring it down now, baby.
Yep.
So it could be a great vibe party, monotone. And then he just fucking walks in there and does that.
Ooh, Cake could be another one then, too.
Reluctantly Crouch. The starting line.
Yeah. Just get to talk.
With a long jacket. Oh, fuck, I love Cake. All right, let's hear from some of the dummies out there.
Okay.
That's the next segment. Yeah, go fuck it.
Junk mail!
All right, we've got a couple pieces of junk mail.
Okay.
And we'll start here with this short little piece coming in from Dummy Andrew, who writes, I haven't forgot something on my truck and drove away and it was still there. However, talking about your wallet.
Yeah.
I think we mentioned that in another Schweitzer story. We have so many Schweitzer stories. However, I once went, this is so
miracle.
Good. However, I once went grocery stopping or shopping and forgot the groceries were in the bed of my truck and then decided to go through the car wash.
Oh, no.
Dude. Oh, just wife would be so pissed. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, sweet, soggy bread. Needless to say, trying to explain that to my wife, that it only rained in the bed, didn't gain me any sympathy for how dumb that was.
It's super soapy rain.
I'm a truck driver, and all Bad Magic Production podcasts keep me laughing.
Oh, that's
good
so
job,
nice.
Andrew. Just God, a picture.
I feel, yeah.
Like you're listening to your favorite tune.
I could totally do that.
Going through, and there's just cans of beans whipping across the fucking, across the inside of the car wash.
I can't believe I haven't done that.
Rice. Spaghetti noodles, like hitting everyone else's car, and you're just like, hoo-doo-doo. I love that old time of rock and roll. Got no music, just ooh, this old crack, bang, smack, bang, tang.
Like in the back there,
right? Like a new spatula. And she, like, ah, I could use some of these.
At the Metro one, they check.
Right.
They're on top of it there.
They'll shove you. They'll be like, get out of here.
They got an army of 40 teenagers. They got plenty of bodies to check the back of your truck.
They sure do. Mm-hmm. I've seen them get some. Who? And there's a truck that went through there. Like, what the fuck are you doing? He had like a huge generator, trash cans of yard clippings, and he just rolled up like he was going to go through.
What?
I'm not sure if he pulled an Andrew and just forgot it was all back there. And like just reserves of gas. And so they had this employee line just getting all the shit out of this guy's truck. Like, God damn it, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. And they're like, and they're not like super strong dudes. And they're lifted truck. Trying to get 50 gallons in fucking gas out of the tailgate.
That's why they have all those kids, because the weirdest thing about that car wash, I'm just so fixated on this car wash now, is there's no exit other than going through the fucking car wash.
It's
crazy that way, where it's like...
They put a little too much faith in that humans aren't as dumb as they are.
Right, because once you get in, there's no room to turn around. It's a very tight lane, and then there's people coming out of the car wash in the other lane, so you can't... There's truly no... There's somebody right behind you, so you're committed.
Mm-hmm.
If they could somehow figure out how to have an exit path, but they're surrounded by other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Man. So they got to have those kids to bring everything out of the back.
They have to pick up cars and carry them.
They have to have enough kids to pick up a truck right. and carry it over to the highway.
Right. I mean, that'd be a fun way just to get out of the car wash in general. I bet you they're just more busy than they ever thought they would be. They're like, maybe. Oh, shit. Like, we did not build a big enough area for this car wash.
Wow, what a great problem.
So our second piece of junk mail sent in this week by dummy Kayla, who writes, hey, Dumb and Joe. Big fans of you guys. I love all Bad Magic, but this show got me through the stress of buying a house last year. Every time my fiance and I were having or leaving an open house or a meeting with our lawyer, I would blast Is We Dumb in the car. My fiance had to put up with the breathless crackling. It grounded me with all my anxiety that comes with buying a home.
Oh, congrats.
Anyhoozle, my fiance and I were being intimate this evening, and I broke down in laughter thinking of you two dummies after he said something hilarious. He was being an idiot and told me I would be covered in cum in a minute. And I said, well, I hope it's my cum. And he said, well, sure. Once I give you my cum, you can absolutely call it that. I'll just jizz and say, here's your cum. There you go. And he said it all casual and calm. I love those little conversations. Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah, of course.
It's fair trade. Yeah, I see that. I see it that way. I feel like this is the only thing that you could say other than, yep, making passionate love that would ruin everything.
Oh,
I really
God.
Hope you guys are able to spice things up in the bedroom by saying, there you go. There you go. There's your cum. There you go.
Well, there you go.
The next time you ejaculate into or onto your wife. I hope you got a laugh. Keep on sucking. And Dan, I'll catch you on the lake with all the other fishermen. Check for shoes. Kayla.
Thanks, Kayla.
It is funny.
Well, that is funny.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That's handled. What?
There could be a whole list of like, yep, there you go. And, you know, like, well, I tried my best.
Wow, what's next?
What's next? That was okay.
Right. What you got in the back? What? You keep anything from me in the back?
That was better than I expected. Just like so many shitty things you could say.
Yeah. Like you're reviewing a restaurant with her. I mean, it was pretty good, but we've had better, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. All right. Well, that's our show. That's show 84.
Logan, 84.
Hey, Logan Keith.
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
You got it, guys.
All right. Producing and directing. Also have that new merch from Ghost where I am hugging Dan from behind while we make pottery, wearing boxing gloves. You can find that at isbedumb.com and also at badmagicmerch.com. Thanks to Zach Cohen creating some of the custom music beds for the show. And if you want to send anything in to see on the show, dumb@isbedumb.com, then make sure to rate and review us wherever you find your podcasts.
Do it. Thank you.
I'm going to make you laugh and we'll get out of here.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
Hey, you want to hear a joke?
Wow. Meet that joke.
Okay. Sent in by dummy Jason.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know Mike Tyson hates religious people?
Oh, man. I feel like I should be able to guess this. I don't know.
He punches them in the faith.
You get it? Okay. All right.
It's a lisp one.
It's a lisp. Oh, yeah, because he has a...
You see...
I didn't connect it fast enough.
Punch him in the faith. I can't do a Mike Tyson. Can you?
No, it's too high.
It's too high.
I gotta punch him in the face. I don't know. Yes.
Higher power.
I love it. And I don't know.
We've talked about it. I fucking love Mike Tyson.
He's an interesting example of like really turning your life around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, used to be admittedly very, very bad guy. Now he seems to be a big teddy bear.
He does.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing big things.
Yep.
So please don't come punch me.
Exactly.
It wasn't my joke. It was Jason. Go find Jason and punch him in the face.
He is one of those guys, like he could be 80 years old, and I'm like, you can still fucking crush me.
He'd be on his deathbed and still punch me out.
Yep.
I'd let it happen too. That's a hell of a story.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Magic Productions.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.